Welcome to Listen Up Podcast, the heaviest 5 minutes of your day. My name is Cuto Fernandes, and you listen now to Raven H. Listen Up Podcast is meant to bring metal to your day, covering the good stuff in metal. Here you'll listen to a 5 minute review for the amazing album every day. There are tons of heavy metal podcasts around, but Listen Now is the only one with a masterclass metal curation. Agile and sharp, shredding your timeline every morning. Today we have the Son of the Man band is the Raven H with the album Darkness Will Rise. The Raven Age is an American metalcore band formed in London in 2009 by guitarist Dan Wright and George Harris, son of Iron Maiden bassist Steve Harris. In 2014, the band recorded and released their self-titled EP. The band supported Iron Maiden on the Book of Soul World Tour in 2016. On August 2nd, 2016, the band announced their debut album, Darkness Will Rise. Alright, the album spans the length of 13 songs overall, and it's the band's first output of original music and material since the release of their 2014 self-entitled EP, The Raven Age. The first track on Darkness Will Rise is the album's own title song and surprisingly relies heavily on a piano-focused instrumental section, along with significant usage of strings on its accompaniment. Right from the get-go, it's nice to see a new band on a fairly battle-naked subgenre of heavy metal implementing new ideas rather than relying on the old same old techniques which have been done to death in recent years. Salem's Fates, which follows directly from the previously discussed song, balances a fairly equal mix of mellow sung vocals alongside traditional rock instrumentation that becomes particularly prevalent in its later moments. This sort of composition is always welcome, as some of the greatest songs ever written follow this general idea. It doesn't take long for the electric guitars to come out in full force. However, following the subdued interrogatory section of the track, it's up next, The Merciful One, and while the previous track gradually upped the heaviness after its introduction, this song goes right in it with a hard rock vibes from the beginning, which is always nice to see. Eye Among the Blind initially presents itself as the most metal-sounding track on Darkness Will Rise so far. With this thrash-influenced drumming being particularly noticeable right from the beginning of the song. However, the vocals are still the same melodic affair that has been heard up to this point. And while they are entirely serviceable, it would be nice to hear vocalist Michael Burrow do something a bit more adventurous with his voice as opposed to clean singing and atmospheric quieted moments. Maybe that's something for this band's future releases. And that's how we bid farewell to Listen Now. You can find us on our podcast, listennowcast.podomatic.com. Find us on iTunes. Go to iTunes right now and look out for Listen Now. It's written as one word, Listen Now. And follow us on Twitter. @ListenNowCast. Don't forget to share this to all your social networks and to your friends who listen to Iron Maiden using the heaviest hashtag in the internet, #ListenNow.